$9 million in City of Milwaukee financing to help redevelop the former Grand Avenue Mall is now a step closer to being approved. Yesterday, the Redevelopment Authority okayed a tax incremental financing district for a project called The Avenue. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Most of the stores and restaurants have moved out of the former mall. The large atrium is closed off and reconstruction is underway. What's going in instead is a combination of offices, apartments, and a first-floor food hall of about 20 vendors. It's at least a $53 million project for the company Interstate Development Partners and its president, Tony Janowick. He told the Redevelopment Authority that the partly done project is already setting the stage for rising property values.
With no public assistance, no public investment, we've already invested and created what is going to be a substantial increment in the tax value of the Plankton building.
Janowick is asking for $9 million in public assistance via a tax incremental finance district. Under TIFs or TIDs, city funds help build a project, and then the government is eventually paid back through higher property taxes. City of Milwaukee economic development specialist Dan Casanova says the taxpayer help for the Avenue is justified.
One of the main challenges with this building is the amount of public space throughout the entire complex that isn't rentable square footage, is open to the public even though it's on a private property. So to renovate that and relocate that was a substantial cost.
This would hardly be the first time the city has helped the mall area, but Casanova says the Avenue project is different.
This proposal, to use the developer's term, is demalling the property. And basically, it's not going to be a mall anymore. It's going to be a series of just regular downtown office buildings that have retail or restaurants on the first floor, which have been successful throughout downtown and throughout the country.
The Redevelopment Authority unanimously approved the tax district. But first, Milwaukee resident Marty Wall told the panel it ought to do more for other parts of the city, too.
And if any of you or the developers would like to see blight, I was just at Midtown this afternoon. I was just at Northridge the other day. I just drove down North 76th Street.
The proposal to help the Avenue will go before the Common Council next month. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.